This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church.
All right, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. This is what God's word says. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now look, there are 10 commandments, but only one came with a promise. There are 10, but only one had a promise. Literally, it's elaborated more in Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, when it says, if you honor your father and mother, your days will be well. It will be good days. And you'll live a long life. The Bible says after that, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Let us pray. Jesus, we love you. And Holy Spirit, would you speak to hearts? Lord, I can't even speak to ears unless you penetrate hearts. So God, work today. Meet the needs of people. Thank you, God, for mothers. And for all you do, we're going to praise you for a fruitful invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Better than 40 years ago, I started out preaching. And when I started out preaching, I made a purpose in my heart that I was going to be original or nothing. And I just about ended up originally nothing. I learned that I could learn from other people. And I remember a few weeks before Mother's Day, I went to this conference and I heard a speaker get up and he made this statement. He said, the best years of my life were spent in the arms of another man's wife. And I thought, wow. And then he said, my mother. And I thought, that's tremendous. I'm going to use that in 2 weeks. And I pastored a little church and my mother came on that Sunday for Mother's Day, and Barbara's mother was there for Mother's Day, and I stood up and I made that statement. I said, the best years of my life were spent in the arms of another man's wife. And when I said that, I just went blank. Somebody said, Pastor Benny, when you're up preaching, do you ever forget what you're going to say all the time? Especially as I've gotten older. Sure I do. Well, what do you do, Preacher Benny, when you forget what you're going to say? I just talk till I remember. So I said it again. I said, the best years of my life were spent in the arms of another man's wife. And I just went blank. And so the third time I said, the best years of my life were spent in the arms of another man's wife. And then I said, for the life of me, I can't remember who she was. That wasn't a real good Mother's Day for me, amen? One mother was asked, they said to her, if you could do your life over again, would you have 3 children? She said, certainly, but not the same 3, amen? Well, now, here's what's so amazing. I thought about this week. God gave us the 10 commandments. And by the way, folks, they're not 10 suggestions. They are 10 commandments. God gave us the 10 commandments, and the first 4 commandments just deal with your relationship between you and God. And then you get to commandment number 5. And commandment number 5 says to honor your father and your mother. What does it mean, Pastor, when it says to honor? It means to give weight to. And let me explain. Most mothers don't want more weight. Amen. They don't want more weight. What he's talking about there, it's talking about esteem. It's talking about respect. It's talking about just lifting them up, putting them in a position that you esteem them. Now, he said to honor your father and mother, but what I noticed after that, then he started saying, don't you murder. Don't you commit adultery. Don't you steal. Don't you bear false witness. Don't you covet. Because here's what's amazing, folks. If you don't get commandment number 5 right, you won't get the others right. If you don't get, see folks, if you don't have an honor and respect, if you don't have an honor for mother, it will be easy to do what's wrong by your fellow man. It will be easy not to respect your fellow man. It will be easy not to respect your coworkers. It will be easy not to respect people that are in law enforcement. It'll be easy not to respect your teacher. It'll be easy not to respect your pastor, because you've got to understand something. You've never had honor and respect for your mother and father. That's why the foundational principle, even in 2024, ladies and gentlemen, even in 2024, we need to honor our mothers. You've got to understand the foundation, the foundational principles of our country were built on Judeo-Christian values. Every commandment, folks, every law, the basis of it was the Ten Commandments. It's the foundation of our country. And folks, when we get away from the foundation, we're in trouble. When we get away from the foundational principles, we're in trouble. Honoring your father and your mother. I was reading about Edward Gibbon. Edward Gibbon wrote a book in 1776. Now notice I didn't say 1976. I said in 1776. The title of the book, The 5 Reasons for the Collapse of the Roman Empire. The 5 Reasons for the Collapse of the Roman Empire. As I was studying this book, I looked at the reasons. Reason number 1, the increase in divorce with the undermining of the sanctity of the home. Folks, if we've ever lived in a day, it's not my message, but if we've ever lived in a day when there's the undermining of the sanctity of the home, it's today. It's today. Number 2, higher and higher taxes. Can anybody relate? Higher and higher taxes. Number 3, the mad craze of pleasure through sports. 1776, the mad craze of pleasure through sports. Number 4, the building of gigantic armies when the most deadly enemy is the decadence of the people. And number 5, the decay of religion with faith fading. Winston Churchill said, "Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it." I give you a foundational principle. Today, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother. You say, well, wait, Pastor. What if my mother wasn't the best? What if she's not the best? Let me tell you about a lady in the Bible. She was involved in an adulterous relationship. Her name was Bathsheba. She had a child, and in this adulterous relationship that died. And then she had a second son. His name was Solomon. Solomon became king. And let's see how Solomon responded to his mother. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And when she woke up, when she walked up, the king rose to meet her. Look. And he bowed himself to her. And he sat down on his throne. And he sat on the side of authority, the right-hand side. I want you to put a seat for my mother. I'm not only going to bow down to her, but I'm going to put a seat of authority because she is my mother. You said, but oh, Pastor Benny, she committed adultery. He may not could have honored her for her performance, but he did honor her for her position because she was his mother. And I say to you today, if you can't honor your mother for her performance, I just want to remind you, honor her for her position. She is your mother, and she is worthy of honor. This man, Solomon, he wrote something in Proverbs 31. He wrote something in that portion of Scripture. His pen name was Lemuel. But he's the man who wrote, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." He was speaking of his mother. And he said, "My mother was a virtuous woman, and her price is far above rubies." So we're to honor our mothers for their position. And let me make a statement. Only perfect children can demand perfect parents. Amen? Only perfect children can demand perfect parents. Somebody said parenthood is hereditary. If your parents didn't have children, chances are you won't either. Amen? You say, well, Pastor, you've laid the foundation that we ought to honor our mother. Well, now today, how do we do that? I want to tell you from the Word of God, three ways. Obey them when you're young. Obey them when you're young. I love what Adrian Rogers said. He said, everything in our homes is run by switches except our children. Edward VIII of England said, the thing that amazes me most about America is the way parents obey their children. Get real, folks. We spend more time and money, many times, training our dogs than we do our children. Goodness gracious, we'll tie our dogs up at night and let our children run wild. You said, Pastor, what are you saying obey? Where does this come from? Right here's where it comes from. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. You say, wait, Pastor Benny. My children are in Fuse. Great. My teenager's in your programs here. Great. Pastor Benny, my children are in a Christian school. Great. But you got to understand something. Your children are not pleasing to the Lord unless they're obeying their parents. Young people, listen to me. Listen closely. You want to please the Lord? Obey your parents. You want to please God? Obey your parents. Don't talk to me about your relationship with the Lord, young people, if you're not obeying your parents. Don't talk to me about your relationship with your coach, your relationship with your teachers. Don't talk to me about your relationship with anybody if you're not obeying your parents, because the only way to please the Lord is to obey your parents. You say, Preacher, is it that big a deal? I'm just preaching the Bible. It's always what upset people when I just preach what God's word said. Is it a big deal? Well, let's see what God's word says. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. You say, well, Pastor, that's strong stuff. I agree. Covetousness, maliciousness, envy. Wait, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters. Wait, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boaster, inventors of evil things. We've done that in America. But wait, disobedient to parents. So God put that in there with fornication. God put that in there with murder. God put that in there with haters of God. Disobedient to parents. Somebody said, Preacher, I'll tell you when I like it. I like it when you talk about the end times. I like it when you're talking about what's happening, when you're talking about the fact that right now Iran is bombing Israel. And how you talk about that's prophetic for Ezekiel chapter 38. When the invasion of Russia and Iran is going to literally take place. Preacher, I love it when you talk about that end time stuff. I've got good news. I'm going to talk about it right now. Oh, you are? Yes. You picked the right Sunday. So what is it? Well, let's go. This know also, wait. In the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them own selves. One lady said to me, Pastor, I understand my marriage problem. What is it, sis? She said, my husband and I are in love with the same man. Narcissism's all around us. Can we get 5 more selfies? Can we enjoy anything in America without letting everybody else know that we're enjoying something in America? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Wait. So what's one of the signs of the end time? Disobedient to parents. So what's going to happen in the end time? Disobedient to parents. All I'm saying, you want to honor mother? Oh, listen, yeah, yes, yes, Pastor. Obey them when you're young. Let me tell you the second way to honor mother. Care for them when they are old. I heard about a grandfather who got these hearing aids. And he could hear. And somebody asked him, said, what do your children think about you getting these hearing aids? And he said, they don't know I've got them. But he said, I just sat around and listened to the conversations. And he said, I've already changed my wheel 3 times. Amen. See, listen. It shouldn't be grandfather taking care of the children. It's supposed to be the children taking care of grandfather. Well, now, Brother Benny, we've got a need, and it's the government's responsibility. I just stopped by to remind you. Somebody said, well, the government gave it to me. No, you got to understand something. The government don't have any money. You've got to understand what the government gave to you, the government took from somebody else. Because the government doesn't have any money. So see, they snatched it from somebody else. It's biblical. You shouldn't steal for so many reasons. But I want to give you another one. Don't steal because the government hates the competition. See, the government don't. No, the government didn't give it to you. Somebody gave it to you. Some hardworking man gave it to you. Well, but Pastor Benny, we call down there. Call down there and tell Brother Benny we need a love offering. We need the church to help. And we give plenty of those. But families, you come up real close. It's not the church's responsibility. Well, then, preacher, talk to me. I'll be glad to. Look what God's word says. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them first show piety at home to repay their parents. For that is good and acceptable before God. What am I saying? If mama can raise seven, seven ought to be able to raise mama. Amen? That's biblical. So you have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to care for our parents when they're old. Let me tell you the last step. Honor them at all times. Honor them at all times. How do you do it, preacher? Number one, you show them respect. You show them respect. Look what Leviticus said. Each of you must respect your mother and father. Look what it says in chapter 20. Anyone who curses their father or mother is put to death. Do you realize in the Old Testament, if you disrespected your mother or father, you would be put to death? If children today had lived in the Old Testament, they would not have lived. God help us. It's a respect. A respect. I want to honor mother. Well, you show mother respect. Number two, you express gratefulness. You express gratefulness. A man said that he was trying to reach his father for Christ. He said, I was trying to reach my father for Christ. He said he wasn't a believer. But he said every time I talked to him and tried to, it was like I was instructing him. It was like I was giving him advice. And he said, I didn't want it to come across that way. I just wanted to reach my father for Christ. But he said, I was having no success. And so he said, I decided to do something. I decided to sit down. And I took a legal pad and I just wrote my dad a letter. And I told my dad all the things I was grateful for. I just wrote my dad a letter and just told him all the things I was grateful for. And he said, you know, a week later, I was able to lead my dad to faith in Christ. I'll tell you, I did that this week. I just wrote my mother a letter. She's probably watching. Because my mother gave me life. She gave me life. I love what Max Lucado said. He said, the devil doesn't have to steal anything from you. All he has to do is make you take it for granted. Don't take your mother for granted. Number three, listen to their counsel. Listen to their counsel. Look here. You know what's sad, folks? When we're old enough to have some answers, nobody asks us any questions. When we're old enough to have some answers, nobody asks us any questions. Whew. Grass, I believe I hear it growing outside. Look what God's word says. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. A wise son. You know, from the time I became a Christian, my life verse has never changed. You say, Pastor Benny signed my Bible. Well, if I did, I'll tell you a verse I put right beside it. If I signed your Bible or I signed your book, And if I hadn't signed your book, shame on you for not buying my book. But if I hadn't signed, if I did sign it, I signed my name, which you probably couldn't read. And then I put Psalms 37:25. From the time I became a Christian, when I was literally 16 years of age, that's been my life verse. I would start out and say, I have been young, and now I'm old. But when I started out saying it, I was just young. But now things have changed. I have been young, and now I'm old. And I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now here's what I want to say to you. Doesn't it make sense? If you've only been young and you've not been old, why would you be given all the answers to somebody that's old? Because see, you've only been young. You've not been old. I know you've got all the answers, and your frontal lobe hadn't even developed. Listen, I know you've got all the answers. But one day you'll realize you don't have all the answers. And all I'm trying to say is listen to their counsel. I served for many years in a position in Jackson, Mississippi, in our denomination, and I used to have to go to Jackson all the time. And if I was giving Savannah Abigail advice, I would say, Savannah Abigail, now when you go to Jackson, Mississippi, there's some speed traps out there. You be careful, baby, because your dad had to talk himself out of a lot of tickets. And I would say, Savannah Abigail, you plan it out. You plan it out where you can stop out over in Anniston, Alabama. There's a place over there called the Top of the River. Oh, goodness, they've got the best greens. They've got the best cornbread. It's called Top of the River. And I would say to Savannah Abigail, you can take 459 and you can bypass Birmingham, Alabama, Savannah Abigail. Now look here. I'm not telling her that I'm smarter than her, but I am telling her I've been farther down the road. Amen. I've been farther down the road. Listen to their counsel. Number five, live a life to bring honor to them. Live a life to bring honor to them. Proverbs 23, verses 24 and 25. And lastly, show love and do it now. Dead noses smell no roses. Show love and do it now. Write that card now. Give that hug now. Make that visit now. Send that text now. Make that call now. Buy that gift now. Show love and do it now. Show love and do it now. There was a mother in Northern England. True story. She got lost in the snow. It was a blizzard and she got lost in the storm. And they started searching for this mother and they couldn't find her. And they wanted to find this mother because they knew she had a baby. And they were searching for her in Northern England, a true story, but she was lost. And eventually, they found her. She was dead. But when they started looking, she had taken her coat off. She had taken her blouse off. She had taken her coat and her blouse off and she'd wrapped that little baby up. And when they found her, that little baby was still alive. She said, Pastor, whatever became of that little baby? He became David Lloyd George, the Prime Minister of Britain. One of the greatest prime ministers Britain's ever had. They said that David Lloyd George, every year, on the coldest day of the year, would walk out to his mother's grave and he'd take his coat off and he'd take his shirt off and he'd stand there in the blistering cold and he would say, "Oh, Mommy, Was you this cold, oh mommy? Was you this cold? I never want to forget, mommy, what you did for me. I doubt that your story was to that extent, but she did something for you because you wouldn't be here without her. So today, let's honor mother. But more than that, if we need to honor mother, how much more do we need to honor God? And the only real way you can honor God is putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. One day, ladies and gentlemen, we will stand before God. Yes, you will. Yes, I will. And perhaps God would say to us, and he might, why should I let you into my heaven? Three answers won't get you in. Only one's going to get you in. I've put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You being a good son won't get you in. You being a good daughter won't get you in. The only thing that will get us in is putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.